Radio friends, may I once again welcome you to this strategic year of pressing forward. Yes, last week we commenced the topic, Press Forward. Recall that we took our text from Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. The New International Version reads, "Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Let us pray. Our gracious Father in heaven, we bow our heads in all humility. We seek your help in this season. Enable us to make choices that will help us reach our spiritual goals. Motivate us to press forward towards the goal of our calling. Enable us, Lord, to be attentive to your word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Radio friends, last time we were considering priority areas we should press forward in order to make progress. We considered consistent studying of the Word of God and teaching same for those of us who are teachers of the Bible. We confirmed that transformation of life only follows obedience to the principles of the Word of God. I encourage you to make a choice this year of scaling up your Bible study habits. Secondly, we considered prayer as equally important and encourage you to improve on your prayer life. I did say that you can become an intercessor. I encourage you to reduce selfish prayers, which center on fear, and pray biblical prayers. Prayer can be negotiating the destiny of your family or community or nation, pleading your case before the court of heaven and demanding for justice. Remember that God is a king, he is also a lawgiver and a judge. Let us add to the list of the priorities to press forward to achieve. Be a true disciple of Jesus Christ. There is today absolute deviation from who a disciple of Jesus Christ is. In the book of John, chapter 8, verse 31 to 32, John chapter 8, verse 31 to 32, Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, and I quote, "To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, 'If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.'" The true test of discipleship is if you hold to the teachings of Christ, then you are a disciple. We cannot be true disciples of Jesus unless we learn and follow his teachings. The command of our Lord Jesus is go and make disciples of nations. Friends, press forward to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ. Another critical area to press forward is in bearing fruit of the Holy Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, and it reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such, there is no law." Many people want the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is good, but it is only a gift, so you do not merit it. But fruit is grown. It comes out from one and authenticates the words you believe and preach. As people who live in communities and work in offices or markets, where everyone knows every other one, fruit bearing is imperative. Radio friends, determined to press forward, to bear fruit, resolve within you to grow the virtues that depict Christ-likeness. The last area I want to encourage you to press forward to is in the area of openness. Press forward towards openness. The church is riddled with hypocrites and people of double standards. Honesty among people is dwindling. Jesus said of Nathanael, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile." Deceitfulness is much in the church today. Transparency, accountability are still virtues very much in short demand in the church. Openness is achievable. Can a friend trust you to keep in confidentiality the challenges he has shared with you, or will you discourage him from being open with you by exposing the information to public domain? Friends, press towards the goal of being a true disciple. Press towards the goal of being fruitful. Press towards the goal of eschewing hypocrisy and deceit in your dealings with people. But do you know that you cannot press forward to this goal unless you have a functional relationship with our Master Jesus Christ? Success in life is guaranteed when you surrender your life to Jesus. Perhaps you would like to do so. I want to pray with you. Repeat after me. Oh, merciful Father in heaven, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, have compassion on me. Forgive all my sins. I surrender my life to you. Accept me as your child in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me pray for you. Our Father in heaven, you will never drive away anyone who comes to you. I plead with you to accept the prayer of yieldedness by your people and receive them. Write their names in your book. In your name, I break the power of sin over their lives. I loose them from every satanic stronghold and destroy the covering cast over them. Let them be free indeed, having been set free by our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.